The Rays and the Reds at the Trop on Tuesday. The Rays in a 2-1 hole bottom three, but Logan Morrison looks to change that, facing Amir Garrett.
Ground ball through the left side. That will score one. Here comes Dickerson rounding third. The throw from Duvall, not in time. And the Rays have taken a 3-2 lead. And this one hammered down the left field line and gone. Drove home a run and scored a run. Pops this one up into left field. It's got some carry to it. Back to the wall. It's gone.
3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out.
And that one tapped foul. Actually a swing and a miss. It went off the catcher, Sucre. He rebounded quickly to throw out Duvall at first base. That'll be a strikeout. And that will finish the Reds' seventh. They trail 6-2.
A 1-2 count. He's flinging it toward the plate. And here's a line drive into left field, and that's a hit. And they're going to wave around the runner, and here comes the throw. It'll not be in time, and it is a 6-5 ball game. Well, it's a 2-2 count. Sucre dropping a sign down. Colome, a glance over his shoulder at the leading Alcantara. And here's a pitch, and he struck him out swinging. And they hang on to win, the Tampa Bay Rays do. Despite three runs in their last two at-bats, the Reds fall short and lose tonight 6-5.
Rays hang on for the 6-5 win. The Rays belted a pair of home runs to give them an AL-high 113 on the season. That's one more than the Yankees. It's been a tough stretch for the Reds as of late, and despite a spirited comeback effort in the ninth, it fell one run short as the Reds fell to the Rays at Tropicana Field by a 6-5 final. Here is Cincinnati skipper Brian Price.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't real smooth. Mechanically, it was better and behind the ball in San Diego and had all three pitches at his disposal for strikes today. It was really opening up out of the stretch. You know, it wasn't behind the ball. Location wasn't good. Bottom of the lineup hurt him. He walked Featherston a couple times, a two-run homer to Sucre. You know, not that those guys are routine outs by any means, but, you know, those are guys you certainly got to be able to get out to manage your ball game because you're going to turn the lineup back over and then you're back to Souza, Dickerson, and Longoria, and Morrison, et cetera. So, the command wasn't there. I think it was four walks and four innings and a couple homers and too many mistakes.
As a former pitching coach, it's been a roller coaster ride for him. We've seen this a lot from rookie pitchers. But how do you guard against this not ruining his confidence and making these learning experiences?
That's a tough question. You know, the one thing that you got to do to learn how to pitch here is throw the ball over the plate. You know, and we're, I think, second in the National League in walks, last in ERA, and a lot of that comes from our inexperience, you know, our youth. And, you know, and I think the biggest thing is that, you know, you get so much opportunity to come up here and compete in the strike zone. That's more than anything. This isn't for just Amir, it's for anybody that comes up here to pitch, is it? You know, the one thing that you have to be able to do is throw the ball over the plate consistently. And I think we have to judge our pitchers that way. Base on balls is you can't defend it. And it jacks up pitch counts and it gets multiple extra runners on base and hitters see more pitches. And it's just something that can't be an acceptable part of what we do in this organization. And unfortunately for the last 2 to 3 years, it's been a huge, huge issue for us is commanding the strike zone. So. That'll be a challenge to Amir and a lot of the other younger pitchers is you've got to work on the plate, you know, work on the plate. You'll give up hits, you'll give up runs, but when you race the percentage of walks, the number of walks, the number of pitches thrown, it'll certainly, the numbers will start to work themselves down in a better direction.
Amir Garrett is still one of the brightest prospects in the Reds organization, but his introduction to the big leagues as of late has been a rough one. His ERA is north of 12 in his last six outings as he was beat up again, this time by the Rays on Tuesday. Here is Garrett sharing his thoughts on the Reds' 6-5 loss to the Rays on Tuesday.
Well, you know, I have to get back to you on that one. You know, I'll figure it out really soon here. But, you know, just commanding the zone, not falling behind in the count. You know, that's something that I take pride on doing, getting ahead, you know, and it's gone away from me for a little bit now, but I'll fix it.
How's your confidence as overall, you think?
Oh, still.
Doesn't change it.
You know, I still think I'm one of the best, so it's never been a confidence issue. You know, it's just got to go out there and just compete. You know, like I said before, I'm still as confident as ever, you know, going into the season. You know, I know what I'm capable of doing, and I just got to do it.
How much did the 37-pitch inning kind of affect you? It was a long inning.
You know, it was a long inning, but don't make excuses. You still got to go out there and pitch. You know, I lost a little focus there, but, you know, that's something that I'll work on as we go along, you know, just maintaining that focus and making my pitches.
The Reds try to bounce back on Wednesday behind Tim Edelman. He'll be opposed by Erasmo Ramirez.